Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you know, each week I try to bring you the best in a mixture of Jewish music. The first hour is everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. And those of you who are listening through a Nachum Siegel's program, I invite you to log on to www.charliebernhout.com. That's Bernhaut, charliebernhaut.com. And on my archive, you can hear the first and second hour and go back quite a few years. This is show number 95 of this new incarnation, March 21st of 2011. And I was just looking at the calendar. Five more programs will be show number 100. And I see that... I won't be on for the 18th. That's the night of the first Seder. So it looks like my 100th show will go into May 2nd. I have to plan something interesting. I don't know if you have any thoughts about how to celebrate 100 programs. I'll be happy to hear your comments. Okay, a couple of announcements. Save the date of June 15th at... Congregation Beth Shalom in Long Island, in Lawrence, Binyamin Muller will be accompanying Yitzhamir Helfgott. David Burson, Cantor David Burson at the Jewish Center will be joining. And, of course, Cantor Joel Kaplan, the chazan of Beth Shalom, together with the wonderful Jesse Harrison Choir. Save the date of June 15th. I'll be... give you more information about a cantorial convention in June that's taking place in London, England, and that will feature Sol Zim and Yaakov Motzen and a whole array of classes. That should be very interesting. And this is a scoop. Some of you may already know about this. I did know about this quite a few weeks ago, but I was sworn to secrecy. In a few weeks, there will be a concert on the West Coast featuring Yitzhamir Helfgott and Yitzhak Perlman. And that program will be taken on the road. I'm not sure when they'll be here in the East, but there will be CDs and perhaps videos and whatever. It's very, very exciting. Next week, I'll have more information, but I do know that if you go on to YouTube and you look up Yitzhak Perlman and Yitzhamir Helfgott, you can see a... brief video of their rehearsing at Perlman's studio. And that will give you a flavor as to what's in store. That's very, very exciting. Okay, you know, there's a lot of young fellas, what do they call them? Young boys who were singing Chazanis. I have quite a few albums, which I'll be playing, I'll be featuring during the next few weeks or so. But the first one I'm going to be playing is from an album of a father and son. It's Dov Farkash and his father, Shimon Farkash. So we're going to start with a couple of selections of Dov, the son, when he was... I guess 13 years old or so, and he had a beautiful voice. Let's hear the first selection will be Havein Yakir Li.
Keep
We're listening to a Dove. Let's see, the best I can figure at the time that this is recorded, around 1989, the father, who we'll hear in a minute, was 40 years old, and Dove was about 12 or 13. Let's hear Dove one more time solo with Yerushalayim. May all peace God.
May all peace God. Mikot kol tevel nosim elayim.
Okay, I know that wasn't Chazonis, but give me a little slack, okay? It's from an album of Chazonis. The next selection was first sung by father and son at the Concord, Kol Nidre Evening. Kol Nidre Evening, this is Ya'ale. This is from about 1989, as best I can figure. Shimon Farkash and his son, Dove. Okay, father and son. Actually, I could do without the instrumentalization on that, but what can you do? That's showbiz, I guess. Bear with me a second. I'm trying to fast forward the tape so that I can get to the next selection. It will be Shimon Farkash. Now, Shimon was born in December of 1949. In Hungary, and for many years he's been at the Central Synagogue in Sydney, Australia, which is Australia's largest synagogue. And he recently appeared, if you will, at a concert with Itchamir Helfgott, and I understand he was quite magnificent. Let's hear Shimon Farkash. I have to confess, I don't remember whether it had that same instrumentalization. I hope not. But let's hear Achenu call Beis Yisrael. Shimon Farkash, Achenu call Beis Yisrael. coming right up.
Hamokom yerachim aleve yem aleve yem aleve yem achenu kol beis yisroel. Yerachem aleveihem, hamokom yerachem aleihem, aleveihem, veyotziyem, veyotziyem. Mitzoron irvocho, ume yafelo leyovo yaro. Umishibod, 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 liyigeyu elo. Amor.
That was Shimon Farkas with Chenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Our next selections, this is a debut, if you will, for me. In all the years, I've never played Israel Bacon, or Bacon or Bacon. This is from a tape from 20 years ago put out by Akiva Zimmerman. It was a memorial tape of cantors who died in the Holocaust. And the three cantors featured were Gershon Sirota, David Dim, and Israel Bacon, who I'll be playing just a few of his selections. Bacon was born in Kreisenau in Galicia in 1910. When he was nine, he moved with his parents to Berlin, but then his father sent him back to Kreisenau, where he was at the Chebin and Bobov Yeshiva. He then went back to Berlin. He then became the chief cantor at the Ahavat Reim Beit Midrash in Krakow. But he never really performed his job because of the war. These recordings were made around 1938-39. I guess he was 20s when these were recorded. He and his wife and their little son were brutally murdered in the Belzec camp in 1943. So I'm going to play just a couple of, or two or three or so selections. He had a beautiful voice, a different sound, if you will. And you know, in those days, the recordings or the records were very limited in time, so they are fairly brief. Let's hear the first selection will be Zochrenu Bezikaron. This is Israel Bacon.
lojke, nove lojke, a voj se inu. Bohere, Kuroi toim lefuneichu Uboke deino bipikudas Yeshua Rachamim Mishmo Shmoike Es abris, vies a chesel, vies a shivuo. Ashen ishpatu li avruo mufino, li avruo mufino. Oy behar, amoy rio.
Next, Laman Yerbu. This is Israel Bacon.
Laman Yerbu Yemechem, Yemei Venechem, Al Wadomu, Asher Nishpado Yishem. Lavoise. Lo seis luehem, yemehu yashumayim. Alure. Ayoy merav yishem el moyshei leimoy. Oh, Bali can baby day. Let us know all it is. A cool of this year, the Ve'hoyu luchem let it is. For you say, my soul, as call me to voice a voice, was he my soul? Well, I was for my little mother, the Achley,
as you listen to these recordings, you know that they were 78 RPMs, not perhaps recorded with the most sophisticated equipment in the late 30s. It has a certain European feel to it. Those of you who have heard the Sirota recordings, let's hear Birkat Rosh Chodesh, Israel Bacon. We'll hear one more selection of Israel Bacon, but as I was listening to this, I was trying to do a calculation in my mind. He died in 1943 at the age of 33. You know, when you think of what the Holocaust did, it destroyed so many lives and such a culture. Imagine if he had another 20 to 30 years of singing Chazonot. That would have brought him till 1963 to 1973. Not quite the same, a little younger than Koussevitzky, but look at how we were able to hear the great Koussevitzky. As you know, Koussevitzky escaped the concentration camp and was able to survive the war in Russia and then got together with his brothers in England. It's a long story about the Koussevitzkys, but Israel Bacon was... not fortunate, as was Gershon Sirota, unfortunately brutally murdered. Sirota was murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto, I think it was in 43 or so. Israel Bacon, was 28 or 29 when this was recorded. Just think of that as you're listening to this. Let's hear one more selection. This is decidedly... sort of a European feel as you hear the Zemiros. And again, they didn't have that sophisticated recording that we have today. Israel Bacon and Zemirot Shabbos. Kol ishoy mir shabos kados mir khalilo ze khuroy har be me yuvoy ar bi povoylo ishal mach ne veyo veyi ishal diglo Meni yecho vesimecho Thank you. Good to watch. That was Israel Bacon, brutally murdered with his wife and son in the Belzitz. Let me get this straight. The Belzitz concentration camp, 1943. Well, I guess it was around 1989, 1990 when I started to go to a concert at the Talmud Torah of Flatbush. And I must confess, it's not a confession, I certainly was influenced by those concerts and had the opportunity to hear many of the great Chazanim of the time. And of course, then I decided in 1992 to run my own concerts in New Brunswick, New Jersey. The first concert was 92, then four annual concerts. But this is going back to that concert, the fourth annual Tu B'Shvat concert at the Talmud Torah Flatbush, February 14th, 1943. We'll hear the first selection will be Chaim Adler, and then next week or two I'll be playing Yaakov Motzin, Adler, and Ben-Zion Miller from that that concert. And Yossi Billig, of course, many of you know that Yossi was very instrumental in the success of those wonderful concerts. So let's hear Chaim Adler with Esau Einai. Well, that's from a live performance 18 years ago at the Talmud Torah of Flatbush. That was Chaim Adler, and in the forthcoming weeks, I'll play more of selections of Adler, Motzen, and Benson Miller. It was a good concert, a fine concert, an excellent concert, and as I said, it had a great influence on me. Thank you so much for joining with me. I hope you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Come back again next week. And by the way, if you have any thoughts about how I should celebrate my 100th program, that's in 6 weeks. Although this is show number 95, I will not, of course, have a program the first night of Pesach, the first Seder. Should I play a whole evening of live Sidurim or Sidurim, Seders? Nah, it's not going to work. No, not going to do that. Just joking. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on some kind of unusual way to celebrate the 100th program of this series of my programs, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Come back again next week. And again, thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.